Hello everybody, I hope you are having a peaceful Sunday. Mine was not very peaceful so far. This morning when I was still in bed, my dog got sick for the first time, so for the first time today, I mean. This is not unusual. He's a Labrador and he eats a lot of things he shouldn't. Of course, we try to avoid this, but it happens every now and then. So, well, there was a small piece of plastic that, yeah, he couldn't use any further, obviously, and so it came out again. This is good normally. I appreciate that at least they have such a system that makes them throw up the things that they just don't need. So anyway, then Philip went for the morning walk with Taylor, and then he got his breakfast as usual, and we went for our first coffee into the living room. And but then I heard noises. I couldn't really tell what, because the windows were open and there was also noises from the street. But I went into the bedroom and found Taylor, and he had gotten sick again, and everything went onto our carpet. So I took him out in the hall of our apartment and we cleaned the carpet as good as possible. Yeah, and when I went to put away all the dirty stuff, I got aware that Taylor had thrown up again in the hallway. So we cleaned this, and then half an hour later it happened again, and then it happened again. And in the beginning, I wasn't very worried. I mean, it was not nice, of course, but I didn't think that he was really severely ill or something. But he got more and more weak. And this is also, I think this is also normal. It's just very unpleasant if you feel that sick. But then he suddenly made a real loud howling sound, and that was when I really started to worry that maybe he was he had eaten something that was poisoned or anything outside, because this howl was just, I never heard this from him. It was very loud. It was, sounded very, very severely. And so we decided that somebody should, have a look at him. So we had to call a vet that was available on weekends and that came to our house, and a very nice guy answered our call and said he would come, and he was just doing surgery to a cat, but then he would come. By then Taylor was lying on the floor, and he barely reacted to anything, and we were very worried because he was very weak and very seemed listless and everything. But by the time the vet arrived, this was 1.5 hours later, Taylor had recovered, and he greeted him wagging his tail, and you could just tell he wasn't poisoned or anything. But it was good to have a doctor here anyway. He examined him. He checked his belly, and he said that that everything was okay. He had no high, no temperature. His belly felt soft again. And yeah, so obviously this plastic piece caused the whole excitement. And because we fed him breakfast afterwards, he couldn't take it. And then he was sick until his stomach was totally empty. And yeah, then of course he was exhausted and didn't know what happened. And so this howl, yeah, because he was sick and probably didn't know what happened to him. So it was good to see the doctor and to hear his professional opinion. So even though he didn't give him anything, it was just a relieving feeling. And this took us until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So this was the first part of our Sunday, and we had to wash several things. I'm very happy we have a functioning washing machine again. Otherwise, I don't know what we would have done. And now I'm still a little bit suspicious when Taylor does anything. I'm expecting him to throw up again, but I think he won't. We will feed him a smaller portion of his food this evening. Hopefully everything will be fine, but I think so, because he has had a whole day then to recover his stomach. So I mean, from morning till evening. And I just gave him water and nothing happened, nothing bad happened. But I'm really exhausted. It was the first time that I really experienced such a sickness with Taylor. As I said in the beginning, it's not unusual for dogs to throw up every now and then, but in this intensity, it just wasn't nice. And I think I will have to put something in the title or description of my boo, so anyone who is not interested in vomiting dogs shouldn't hear it, I think.